Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 203, I call upon God's name and on my own. It says the name of God is my deliverance from every thought of evil and of sin, because it is my own as well as His. In Lesson 183, it says God's name cannot be heard without response, nor said without an echo in the mind that calls you to remember. Say His name, and you invite the angels to surround the ground on which you stand and sing to you as they spread out their wings to keep you safe and shelter you from every worldly thought that would intrude upon your holiness. Repeat God's name, and all the world responds by laying down illusions. Every dream the world holds dear has suddenly gone by, and where it seemed to stand, you find a star, a miracle of grace. Today we are recognizing that the name of God, the word God, is actually protective in and of the word. That when we use the name God, we are inviting the memory of our true self, our oneness with the Creator and source of all in all. This word itself is perhaps the one word that reminds us of the truth of who we are. Many people are not comfortable with this word. Perhaps they have been raised learning that God is a wrathful God or something to be feared. But I know within my own heart that God is pure love, pure comfort, pure happiness, and if we would turn directly to that place and let it be shown to us, the word God would actually prove itself as we use that word and call it unto our heart. We would be reminded of that beautiful love that is all-embracing, all-encompassing, that no matter what you face today, to know that this love surrounds you, encompasses you, comforts you, and will lift you up right out of your perceived darkness. Simply by using this word, angels surround you where you stand. Perhaps you don't find yourself comfortable with this word as yet, but perhaps you could just use the word love, and that word will guide you back to the memory of your Creator and your one self. I call upon God's name and on my own.